not necessary.
We're all friends here. Good morning.
Sound the bell.
Sound bell. Here it is. And not necessarily the news. Correct? It is the 3-year show anniversary edition, no less.
Not necessarily the news.
We're in 3 years. In 3 years, the news has never gotten any better. But I don't think we're don't blame the messenger on that. Boy, it was a time down, and for the first time in history, Waco, Texas was the coolest place on the planet this past weekend. You're welcome. You got your due there, Waco, right there at the big old Baylor. 40,000 people, roughly estimated, McLean Stadium there. Filled it up there in Waco for the boys from Oklahoma tour across Canadian Ragweed, of course. Had that big one there in Stillwater and then recreated it there with so many guests on the stage. So many Hank fans went there, and this is the biggest boost, the Chamber of Commerce there in Waco said, they have had within the past 10 years for one single event. Whoa. And that includes Chip and Joanna festivities, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. So it's not demo
pearls,
day.
Fletcher Pearls. But congratulations. And, man, if you were there, that is certainly one to be at.
So celebrities tend to enjoy the finer things in life. Expensive bags, high-end cars, designer wardrobes. And now there's even luxury produce, Mr. JB. Mm. Selena Gomez's fiancé, Benny Blanco, under fire today after he was shown eating a $200 box of blueberries on the social media. He said they were fantastic, like a meal into themselves, are delicious, and, quote, downright insane. Now, you can imagine this may not have gone over well, thanks to inflation. Regular folks chimed in that they can't afford regular fruit and will even clutch their pearls at $7 cotton candy grapes.
New pearls were clutching somewhere. Somewhere pearls were being clutched. But how can you afford the pearls in this economy to even clutch? See? We're working on this
can
for you, America.
Can the blueberries afford the pearls? Who knows?
So it turns out that whole Menendez brother thing about them getting out is not going to happen. It doesn't appear.
Dang it.
A tough weekend if you were a Menendez brother, and the two of them. Lyle was denied parole and will remain in prison along with his younger brother, Eric. So Eric got the news, and then he got the news on Thursday, and then Friday, Lyle got the news. Oh. Neither one of you are getting out anytime soon. So they will stay in there. And it turns out it had to do with their behavior while they were in there, dealing in contraband cell phones and the like. Yeah, the nefarious tales of life behind bars, Heather Lee.
So,
as you know.
Oh, I do know.
Yeah.
There was a new, there's a whole new season of Life After Lockup that we haven't even talked about.
Heather Lee.
More details coming
there's
up in the weekend update. Yeah.
Correspondent right there, Heather Lee.
I mean, I can't be the sports director all the time.
Seem like such nice kids.
So there's a lot you can do during a contentious divorce, but getting engaged may not be the brightest move. Hugh Jackman is man enough to know this, and word is he's making his latest love, Sutton Foster, wait for the paperwork on her divorce from her husband, Ted, to be signed, sealed, and delivered.
Come on, Ted.
She's struggling, although they know that they'll eventually spend the rest of their lives together. He's waiting to get on 1D until it's all done.
Oh.
Just sit there and think about what you've done, Sutton.
Okay. Well, congratulations to those willing to
take
the plunge.
So much love.
Good luck with that, guys. All right, so he's going to be on with a poem for the 3-year show anniversary at 7:47 today. But Matthew McConaughey, of course, is going on that book tour, and it's already cranked up. This is his new poems book, Poems and Prayers, which will be released on September 16th.
Okay.
So that's why we're getting a poem today at 7:47 from the professor. But he's been going city to city. And for his Tulsa stop, he brought out Zach Bryan off the stage there, too. So it looks like he's going to each one of these cities bring in kind of a special guest along for the ride there.
Ow!
Yeah, so a little extra fun. Tulsa is about the closest. He's also going to be in Austin, elsewhere, Los Angeles and Brooklyn, but he'll be doing live readings from the stage. Matthew McConaughey and his poems.
Tulsa, Austin, Los Angeles,
I'm a little,
and
like
Brooklyn.
Which one of these cities does not belong? I mean, all due respect but... All right. There is the professor. He works in mysterious ways.
Tulsa's going to Tulsa.
747.
So many ways to find the one in the year 2025. And the latest dating trend is Shrekking. Shrekking. It's where girls pull the Princess Fiona and settle for a less attractive partner. Experts say you should really focus on character and shared values and more than all that outward appearance. To also say this is not the best approach. Apparently, it has a tendency to backfire when someone assumes that that person is going to be a better partner just because they're not as easy on the eyes.
Yes.
So that's where we are.
Well, ogres are like onions, and onions have layers. So that's what's important to know about that. Over the weekend at the box office, this is interesting, and here's the world we live in when it comes to theaters now. They don't release their exact totals from the theaters, Netflix. But it was released, and it looks like by estimates that they won it handily. Netflix K-pop Demon Hunters, number one at the box office.
You know what?
About 18 to 21 million estimates say, and that's besting Weapons second week with 15 and a half.
My daughter went to see it. They had a sing-along.
Yeah.
And her and her friend, another embarrassing mom, were the only ones singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am your soda pop as well. Those that know, know. Mm-hmm. The rest judge me harshly, rightly so. And then finally, from celebrity news, off the police blotter, Lionel Richie was home when a burglar broke into his Beverly Hills mansion at midnight. Michael John Bond broke into Lionel Richie's home, and he fled empty-handed, actually. Witnesses say the security alarm scared Bond away from Lionel Richie's home, which I actually think we have that security feature. You can get it for your house, too.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine?
Hello?
Hello?
He fled, but they caught him. Because they searched all night long.
Waking up with you, Texas.